بالأساس نحن في تعاون مع اليونيفيل.
From the beginning, there has been cooperation between us and UNIFIL. I can say that since they arrived in Lebanon, there are friendship relations, humanitarian relationships, and from time to time, they help us, and there are different kinds of support.
The head of Sadr Foundation in Tir, Mrs. Rawab Sadr, is referring to the long-standing and strong relationship they have with UNIFIL. Since its deployment in South Lebanon in 2007, UNIFIL has implemented lots of projects aiming at the empowerment of women and building their capacities. Lately, a quick impact project was implemented by UNIFIL Civil Affairs that comprised of the refurbishment of makeup and hair dressing room for the vocational training in the Sadr Foundation building. The project also included equipping the space with hair dressing and makeup training equipment needed for the instruction. You will get details about this project in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub.
بتحبي تعملي اليوم؟
سشوار.
16-year-old Miriam Fnesh from the village of Marub in South Lebanon joined the vocational training program for makeup and hairdressing that the Sadr Foundation offers especially for young women.
كان عمري 14 سنة لما بلشت بمسيرتي المهنية.
I was 14 years old when I started my professional journey. I joined Imam Sadr Foundation. I had it as a hobby since I was a child. I did 2 years of study, one for hairdressing and one for makeup. During the first year, we learned everything that has to do with hair. During the second year, we learned everything that has to do with makeup, nails, and tattoo.
After doing vocational training on makeup and hairdressing, Miriam started working in a beauty salon in her own village. Miriam believes that every girl and woman can follow her suit and improve her life conditions.
It's a very nice feeling. First, it strengthens your self-confidence and makes you more open to people and society. And you feel tranquility because you are working and earning your money on your own.
UNIFIL has always supported women in the South in many different ways. This support has included training women mediators to participate in conflict resolution and peace building. UNIFIL Quick Impact projects aim at capacity building of women and empowering them to gain new skills that would generate job opportunities and income. UNIFIL Civil Affairs Officer Muhammad Abu Jahja gives us more details.
In this project, we can see UNIFIL's role in supporting women economic opportunities and jobs opportunities by renovating the training center at Imam Sadr Foundation. This center is providing various of training topics to especially youth women in south of Lebanon. The tools and equipment provided in this center and the renovation of the classes will give a better opportunities for the student to enhance their skills and to increase the quality and the technical expertise of the youth in the training so they can use it later on in the local market.
Every year, UNIFIL joins the rest of the world in observing International Women's Day, which is celebrated on the 8th of March. This year's theme calls women to choose to challenge and to take action for equality. The head of the Sadr Foundation, Mrs. Rawab Sadr, had a message to send to the women in Lebanon, the country that is facing lots of challenges on so many levels.
I call upon women to play their role and to be efficient in social life and to be able to work, because when the woman works and the man works too, they can support each other, and then they start producing in society and in the country. So it is very important that the woman takes responsibility, knows her duties, and plays her role to work and serve.
As for the 16-year-old Miriam, it was clear that the vocational training she did and the job opportunity that resulted from that training have instilled in her more confidence in her own strength and her own future. Miriam, too, had a message to send.
العالم مليء بالتحديات.
The world is full of challenges and the living conditions in our country, in addition to the social and economic situation, have made the country even worse. On International Women's Day, I would like to send a message to every woman who raised up her children, stayed late at night, and was tired due to the difficulties she faced. I would also send a message to every girl, even if she was young. Chase your dreams in order to be able to reach your goals.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Rani Abdir. Hope to have you with us again when we are on the airwaves or in various digital platforms. Stay tuned.